Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. And Lisa, too. You're one of the most important somebodies. It's been a crazy day so far, and we're changing our day, so it's just a little bit hectic, but I'm glad you guys are here and listening in, and that's a good thing. So hold on. Let me make sure my friend's here, and we'll go from there, and here she is. Yay, yay, yay. Sorry about that. I had a little bit of challenges getting on, and but we're all here, you and me and everyone else, all our listeners that are listening. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Cherie. How are you doing?
A little crazy, but that's all, crazy is always good, all right? So crazy and fun, that's always what I say. So anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you? How's your life going? I know that you've been under the weather a little bit. Are you better now, or what's going on there? Are you
well? Somehow I tweaked my lower back on the right hand side, and I'm not really sure how it happened. But I went to my doctor yesterday. She gave me some muscle relaxers and some inflammatory, you know, pain meds or whatever. And I've got a friend coming over this afternoon who's a licensed massage therapist. So hopefully going to get this kink worked out in my back. I've never experienced anything like this before.
Really? Wow. Okay. That's not good, right? So
No. I mean, the closest thing I can describe this pain is like having back labor when you're pregnant.
Wow.
It's excruciating. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, because I tell you something, I've had some pains and they're no fun. So, but you know, you're doing good. And I know that you got a big, full life. So it was Dixie, now it's you. Dixie's her puppy, her dog, and so I think,
yes.
you know, so.
We've all had something now. My husband had his knee replaced. Dixie had two knee surgeries, and now I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, right. So, you know, there you go. Yeah, is your husband getting the other knee replaced? I know he's scheduled to do them both. He did one last year, so is he doing the other one this year?
Actually, it's been a year. It was a year this past October that he had his
first one
done.
Okay.
I know, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
right, yeah.
But he's pretty much planning on having his other knee done after the summertime, like fall again. So we'll see. We just, you know, pray for each other to stay as healthy as we can. And if we do have to undergo or go through some little health challenges, just that we can get through it quickly and move on to a happy, normal life again.
God bless you. And I know you will. Okay. So anyway, I wanted to talk about being a good mom. That's a challenge, isn't it? Being a good mom. And I got led to do that because I was actually going to do it on something else like I talked to you about. But it's like, then I got a big push to do this. I was like, okay, being a good mom. Do you think it's hard to be a good mom? I think it can be.
Well, of course, you know my story. And for anybody that's been listening for a while.
That's probably a better question, right? It's a post-Catholic, right? So, yeah.
It's definitely hard to be a mom. It really is, especially in the younger years of our children's lives. And, you know, I've said this probably to my friends many times before, but there's so many parents just in general that I have seen in my acquaintance socially really want to be friends with their kids. And when you're raising children and they're not of like, quote, age yet, you're still responsible for them. So
absolutely.
I remember, you know, and don't you find it too, you know, a bit challenging because when they're growing up, you know, you want to be the good parent, you want to be liked, right? So if you do something or say something that the kids don't like, then, oh my God, you're the worst mom ever. Have you ever experienced that?
Absolutely. And I remember my daughter, she was in her room, and she says, you are the meanest mom. I go, really? Well, look at it like this. You got your own personal meaning, right? I mean, I remember that saying that too, you know, to her. She laughed later, and I did too. But Heather and I have had a tumultuous relationship at times. I know that, you know, we're good now, but boy, was it hard, you know. And even now we get, it gets, do you ever have to watch out for your children getting negative on you? I mean, I do that with my daughter. How is that for you? Negative, thinking the world's going to end, that, you know, and everything like that. I mean, the sense, because my daughter has a history of depression, and I'm not going to make excuses for that because there's none. It is what it is, right? We all live with something. And so what are your thoughts on that? You know, and I know that either one of them has, they had a depression issue ever, or, you know, or maybe you know, they did, or you weren't aware of it. I don't know. But what's your thoughts on that too? So,
you know, I think, you know, if you think about like the adolescent years, I don't know of anybody that's immune to having some sense of, I mean, I don't want to call it depression, but you do have some sense of how you fit in. And,
right,
you know, are you liked by people? And that's just the biggest thing that I've seen, you know, with my kids. And even to the day, to this day. And honestly, I thank God I don't have children in this day and age, although I do have a grandchild. But social media can be pretty brutal. And if you don't have a strong enough foundation and belief in yourself, it could really get to you and cause. Don't you agree to a point?
I so agree. Yes, I do. I agree with that. It can. And, man, it about kills you, doesn't it?
It does.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, we say social media, we don't want to be a part of it, and we don't. I don't want to be a part of social media. But I find that I am because, you know, as you know, being like with the show and with other things, it, you know, we just are who we are, right? We're a part of that.
Yeah.
And so you have to be careful with that. I know you do. And I want to be better. And I don't, but, you know, like today, my daughter, I was like, I called her, I said, I've been trying to call you now. Where are you? And she goes, don't worry, Mom. I'm not depressed. I'm okay. I'm in a good space. And she said, her dad's with her today. My dad did this, this, and this. And I go, yep. And you expected more from him? That's what I'm thinking. Because we're divorced and stuff. And I was teasing. But anyway, yeah, it's hard. Social media does a good job or not a good job raising our children because they're in front of it. We didn't have that when you and I were growing up. We just didn't. So,
no, we didn't either. If you were going to be bullied, you were bullied face-to-face.
Right.
Back in
yeah.
the days that you and I were in school. They
yeah.
didn't, and, you know, and I say it loosely, like the people that are doing the bullying on social media, they're hiding behind it, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm pointing fingers, but it just seems like that the culture that we live in today is everything is nonverbal. Everything is I shouldn't say nonverbal. Everything is, there's nothing face-to-face, or rarely is there a face-to-face communication. And so when the general population feels like they want to voice an opinion, they freedom of speech, right? Go on social media, share
right.
your thoughts. And if you're not, again, strong enough to bypass that, then it could absolutely affect you into a very acute case of depression. And I certainly don't have any statistics in front of me, but I have heard that the rate of teen suicide is just skyrocketing. And
yes. And bullying too.
Yes, right. And it's really sad because these kids have so much potential, but they feel, and I'm not speaking for anybody, it's just my opinion, that they feel they're not good enough because of what they see on social media. And
right.
Yeah, being a mom is really hard because you have to be able to navigate through those really tough, especially adolescent years that
right.
are so deeply rooted in all of our souls. I mean, I still have some pretty deep wounds from my adolescent years. And it's not
yeah,
that it's kept me, right. It's not that it's kept me from living my life. I mean, I'm certainly living and doing the best that I can. But, you know, when you think about or reflect back in, you know, time, or if something pops up to, like, my high school or whatever, that's one of the first things that comes to mind, which is sad. You know, you want to think of the happy times, and you want to think of, you know, the clubs maybe you were part of, or the extracurricular activities you were a part of, or, you know, just hanging out with your friends sort of thing. But I think because we're all human beings, we tend to let the negative somewhat and sometimes override a lot of the positives. So
yes,
to answer
you're right about that.
Yeah, to answer your question about, you know, the depression, again, I don't think any human being, whatever age you are, is immune to having some sort of, you know, experience with depression. I don't know. What do you think? What's your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with you. It's just that some people are more prone to it. Like, some people are more prone to gaining weight in their stomach, some are in their butt, right, for instance. But, you know, the propensity to, you know, I think that depression runs in families, right? I think, you know, having asthma runs in families. So, you know, those kind of things that is part of the growing as a soul, as a person and all that. And I think you just got to roll with it and be aware of it and do the best you can, right? And my, you know, my daughter, she goes, look, I'm trying, Mom. I'm doing good. I said, yes, I know you are. And I said, give me two dreams that you have. And she said, well, I want to clean my car out. I go, why don't you go do it? She goes, okay, I'll do it. And she did, you know. So I think they need goals. What do you feel? I think that's important, and I think kids have forgotten about goals. Maybe not, but I think that's key right there. You know, little Asher, he's over there vacuuming and doing all this stuff and helping you with the housework, right? He's got goals, right? I love that, by the way.
He does.
So.
He does. No, I agree with the goals, absolutely. I think what it is when you think of goals, a lot of people associate goals with maybe really large things that they need to do. And I want to say it was either Joyce Meyer or Lisa Turkhurst. I can't remember which one I was listening to, but they talked about goals. And goals can be as small as, gosh, I need to get my gym bag cleaned out, or I need to vacuum, something little, you know, or I need to run up to the post office. I mean, it's basically a to-do list, but it's a goal. So
right.
I look at them as two in one, pretty much. But I do think it helps when you have some sort of an outline of things that you want to accomplish, I guess is how I would look at it. Whether it's a goal, whether it's a to-do list, it's what do you need for yourself that's going to help you live a better life or feel good about yourself, that once it's accomplished, you can say, gosh, I did it, and be happy with it,
right.
No matter how big or
small. No, you're right. Yeah, and that's what you need to do. So that's what I think is important, and just got to honor that. Heather does something smart. She writes them down. You know, she writes her goals down and gets it done, and that's important. And you know, I write my stuff down. You know, and I tell you what I learned how to do recently. I started learning how to use my phone to make notes on my phone. Okay, and I didn't do that.
Okay.
I'd open my notebook, but I think that's important. You can do it on your, you know, on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, or on your iPad or whatever. You know, and that's what I'm doing. And does that make sense? So yeah. You know, so.
Oh no, I think that's great. Yes.
But yeah. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, and it works. And I was so impressed with myself because a lot of times I'll write something down, and then I'll stop writing because I get caught up in doing something else, and then you know. So that's the goal that I had that I wanted to change. I didn't even realize it, but I did it. I had a 3-day workshop, and that's what I did. You know what I mean? And I figured out how to do that. So, and it was strictly by accident because I had a couple pens, and I was like, I thought they were working, and they weren't. And, you know, you think pens are easy, but I don't have a lot of pens around here because primarily people don't anymore. They work on the phone or on the computer.
Right.
And yeah, so that's it. So I had actually, I was pretty excited about it that I got it done and was doing it. So yeah, so I've enhanced my learning. That's what I say. But learning to be a good mom is a, you know, how do you tell them about God and Jesus? Did you tell your boys about God and Jesus? I'm telling Heather about God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Did you do that, or is that something that's probably uncomfortable to talk about or not? I don't want to push.
Oh, no, not at all. My kids went to a Catholic school, so they were exposed to, you know, Catholicism very early in life. I think they started when they were 3 years old into a preschool. So, you know, they've been around, you know, Jesus and God and the angels and the archangels, you know, their whole life.
Okay. So, yeah, well, that's cool. So they're well aware of that. So Heather and I got her these, there's a Bible app and you can go and you can get discussions or devotions about anything like, you know, worry, fear, you know, faith, anxiety. So, you know, whatever you need, is God real? You know, so, and they have these devotionals that, and they'll give you like 6 or 7 days, which I like it. And so, you know, my daughter and I were, she goes, she's, I don't know if I want to pray. She goes, I'm not sure what I believe in. I go, great. I said, I'm sure what I believe in. Do you mind if I pray? She goes, no. And so, you know, we pray for, with God, you know, Jesus, and we pray, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so then I asked her, and so we've been doing that for about 2 weeks now, two, maybe 3 weeks. And I said, do you mind if I ask Jesus and God and Holy Spirit to come and say, hey, I want to get to know you, and they open the door for you? She goes, yeah, I'll do that. So she goes, you want to do it? She goes, yeah. So she said a prayer, and she's very traditional. She goes, amen. She says amen,
aww,
my daughter.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, you know, she's a tough, little tough cookie, but yeah, she was saying amen. So anyway, but I love her. Yeah. So anyway, but she's happy with what she's doing. And, and I said, she goes, this is what I want to create. I go, those are some big goals. She goes, no, they're not. She goes, that's something that I can achieve, and then I can go to the next thing, and they get bigger and better. And, she goes, and, she said to me, don't you dare say it. I go, okay, the bigger the better, the tighter the sweater, the boys depend on us, right? And, you know, I told her.
I've never heard that before.
I know. But my daughter, she thought it was funny. But, yeah, so that's what I did with her. And I'm happy with that. I want to see her grow. And what was one of the things that you did as a mom to help your son grow?
You know, I think it was building confidence is really what helped, at least my oldest one, because he was very, and still to a point, he's still very shy, but he's really blossomed into an amazing young man, you know, when it comes to speaking and engaging in conversations with strangers, per se, or new customers or new clients or what have you. But for both of my boys, I really just encouraged them to believe in themselves, to trust themselves, and if they didn't accomplish what they were set out to accomplish, there's always another opportunity. Like, you know, if, for instance, my oldest son loved to play golf, and he was not a very good golfer when he was first starting, but he tried out for the high school team when he was going to be a freshman, and he was just like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. And I said, but you know what? If you don't at least try, you will never know. So I strongly encourage you to at least try out for the team. And obviously, if you make it, that would be wonderful. And if you don't, then you try again. You know, because you don't, quote, win time around doesn't mean you give up. Well, he ended up making
That's
it
true.
on his initial tryout. And you would have thought the boy just won like $10 billion. He was so happy and proud of himself. I'll never forget that day. I'm going to cry. when he walked over to the car after finding out he made the team, and he just had the biggest smile on his face, and his eyes were just glowing and radiating because he practiced so hard to be on his team, but he didn't feel like he was good enough. So when he made it, it
was
just like...
he was a freshman playing against
freshman
all
in
the
high
seniors,
school.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
You know, he was still in eighth grade when he was, you know, trying out for the freshman team. And again, he's going up against, you know, other guys, like guys that might have, you know, country club memberships that they get to play golf all the time. Well, we weren't in that social circle, so my son didn't have that opportunity. So that's where he kept thinking he wasn't good enough. And I think that just goes for all of us, even as adults. You know, we're going to get to a point sometimes where it's like, well, I'm not good enough for this job, or I'm not good enough to lead this prayer, or I'm not good enough to, you know, pick it. But if you don't try, you'll never know. So
right.
that's what
true.
I say. I agree with you about the goals. Absolutely.
So how did your children, did you teach them compassion? How did they get that? Because I know your oldest has a lot of compassion. How did that come into being?
You know, I want to say that you lead by example, and you learn from mentors. You learn, and if you said this from day one, you learn by contrast. So you learn how to be and how not to be based on what you experience in your life. I think that there's a lot of it just genetically in an individual. And not that my youngest son doesn't have any compassion, but my two boys are extreme opposites. I mean, my oldest son is very much like me. He's very empathetic. I would consider him an empath. He takes on everybody's emotions. He wants to help everybody. He doesn't want any struggle. He doesn't want any confrontation. He's very, very loving. He is the epitome of a young 30-year-old that has class, I guess, or chivalry. Like, and my oldest son, that has never gone away. He's really a very, very, he's an amazing young man, I'm sorry to say, but he is. And not that my youngest son doesn't have his good qualities, I'm not saying that either, but just, they're just very different, very, very, very different. But again, you know, you can bring your horse to water, but you can't make it drink it.
Okay.
When it comes to compassion and empathy, I think you either have it or you don't. I mean, you have to have a part of your soul, and I do feel a lot of it has to come with your Christian beliefs and your spirituality. Because if you don't have God and Jesus in you, then how can you go out in the world and exhibit these amazing characteristics if you don't have that comfort in you?
That's true.
My opinion only.
Well, you raised two boys, so I think that counts for a lot, you know, personally. You know what I mean? And, but you're happy, Lisa, aren't you?
I am happy. You know, I was never not happy in general. But I think just as parents, you know, watching the transformation of your children go from this very dependent individual to either extremely independent, where they don't even want your advice anymore, to independent, where you're not on their radar as much.
Okay.
And that's what
I
was trying to wean myself away from, because I, you know, my boys were always calling me, asking me questions, and not that they didn't include their dad. They did, but I was usually the go-to person. And over the years, it just seems like obviously they're becoming, you know, mature young men and, you know, living their life. And, of course, my oldest son has Asher, you know, my grandson. So they're very busy and occupied with him, which I totally understand. My youngest son is doing his thing, which that's a whole other story. but I don't have a place in their lives like I did when they were so dependent on me. And so that was a really hard transition. And to this day, I still have a hard time with that. And I'm sure you're going through that with Heather, because as a mom, we want to be like the first, like, mode of defense, if you will. We want to be the first one they come to when they have a question or an issue or a concern.
Yeah.
And when we're
That's true.
You know, a friend of mine actually said to me, you know, Lisa, there's more to you than being a mom. You're Lisa Coyle. And you need to
that's
shine.
That's a nice compliment.
Well, thank you. She's been an amazing influence person for me. So yeah, a lot. She's really taught me a lot. And that really struck a chord with me, because I'm like, you know, I never looked at it that way. I always looked at myself as I'm a mom. That's it. Even when I was working, I'm a mom. First and foremost, I'm a mom. And she's like, but there's more to you than being a mom. Be you.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I like it.
Yeah. So that was a pretty big eye-opener for me, I have to say.
Wow. I like that. That's very nice. So I think we're out of time. And I appreciate what you said about being a mom and compassion and teaching them about God. I think that's the biggest thing that we can do. We're sharing that and all this, you know, all this stuff. And I know you got a beautiful family. I love little Asher. Sometimes you guys, she sends me these little videos. I love them, okay, of Asher. He is all boy. I mean, there is nothing but all boy there. That's what I think.
He is
know,
all boy.
So.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. Just all boy. And but such a cutie. And got a big old heart. You can see that. So
he really does.
Prayer. You want
he
to?
Really does.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Please, go ahead.
You know. Dear God, dear angels, and dear Jesus, and dear Holy Spirit, thank you for being here. Thank you for leading us down this road, and thank you for giving me this great subject that I changed last minute. And Lisa didn't even know it until she got on here. So thank you, Lisa, for being patient. And,
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and we want to do something, you know, moms are the big role we have. And thank you for allowing me to share with Lisa and Lisa to share with me. And our listeners, and in Jesus' name we pray, we say amen, and so it is.
Yes, sir.
Amen, in Jesus' name. Very nice.
All right, well, I will talk to you later, and I'm going to go to a ballet class and do a run, and I'll catch up with you later. All right, you take care. All right.
Sounds great, Sheree. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.